This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I'm Jeremy Lopez, and as always, I'm so glad you guys decided to join with me today, and it's such a beautiful day outside. I don't know what part of the world or country or state you're in today, but you know what? Today's just a beautiful day here in Alabama, and I tell you, just the sun's out, and it's not so hot. It's just right at that temperature, you know, right before we get into the 1st of October. It's just like such an amazing temperature, so I'm going to go out and enjoy it today in between my work. I hope you guys are enjoying your day as well today. So, you know, I was thinking earlier about what to talk about today in the podcast, and some of the things that really hit me hard was actually helping people to learn to be content, but also pretty much how to live a stress-free life. And if you think about it, so many of us, we feel our lives full of stress, and yet we don't think that we feel our lives full of stress. We just think it just happens and it just comes upon us. The truth is, we tend to create our own reality of stress and pain and worry and doubt and fear and joy. And, you know, I mean, think about it. If happiness is a choice, then we understand that we can choose to be happy. We can choose to be joyful in all things. So there really is a choice here, folks. And I want to give you guys a little bit of pointers today that will help you guys to sort of maybe take the edge off, you know, sort of take that day today and maybe adapt this type of principle maybe every day to where you're learning how to be able to slow down but not feel the power of stress. Now, sometimes on a job, we tend to find where maybe our boss has told us, you know, I need all this done by today by 5 o'clock. You know, here's what I would do. First of all, before I give you some pointers, I would say, on that note, what are some of the things that maybe he's initiated maybe the day before or maybe the week before? I always say, first and foremost, when it's something that you feel is sort of out of your control and it deals with work, first of all, I would say, keep a close watch on your manager. Keep a close watch on your boss, which means, you know, if you have an eye to see and an ear to hear, if you have some discernment, then I would say, pay attention to the details in between the sentences that your manager or your boss is saying. So, for example, if you go to work today and all of a sudden your boss says, hey, the deadline's this afternoon by 5, we've got to get this job done, we've got to get this project done. First of all, I would say to you, before I give you the points, I would say this to you. I would say, when you hear that, is it the first time really? I mean, let's really be real about it. Is it the first time really that he has actually told that to you, that today's got to be the day in which it's got to be able to be done by 5? Or maybe did he tell you the other day? Did he tell you a week ago? Did he tell you maybe the day before, hey, you know what, this project's coming up, deadline's coming up? I would say this, even when you hear those drops, those hints of drops, I would say, okay, then when he says that, go ahead and say, okay, then when is the deadline? When is the deadline exactly? Because let's just face it, folks, even when you think or you hear things from your managers and bosses, and you know, who say, hey, the deadline's coming up, I would say this, don't just listen to that. Listen to what he's saying. Listen to what she's saying. Okay, then when is that deadline? Is it tomorrow by 5? Is it today by 5? Or is it next week by 5? Because what you're doing is you're actually able to hear what is being said. And a lot of times people say, oh my gosh, why are you telling me today I've got to be done by 5 o'clock today on this project, you know, or this paperwork? And all of a sudden, what do usually bosses and managers say? Well, I told you the day. Well, no, you said the project is ending soon. Hold on a minute. See, you have to remember that when that's being said, it is not his responsibility always, or her responsibility. It is your responsibility to say, hold on a minute, since he's dropping the hint here, the deadline is about to, you know, come soon, it's your job to ask, it's your job to seek, and your job to find, when is that soon mentality? Is it today? Is it next week by 5? When is it? And so it's actually our responsibility. And that way we can help, first of all, within the job situation of something you feel like you cannot control, then it is something that you can control. It's something that you can be able to listen between the sentences. Pay attention to details. Maybe other people on your team has even said, hey man, we've got to get this done by 5 tomorrow is what I've heard. Okay, well, you know what? What you heard might be real, might be true, but let that be a red flag to you to say, well, let me just check and see if what you heard is factual. Because if it is, at least it gives us an extra day to work, right? And so I always say, you know, we all have selective hearing. Let's just face it. We all have selective hearing. I remember growing up, my mother used to tell me, you hear what you want to hear, son, you know? And I'm like, no, I don't, but I do. People that tend to like things. You know, if you're a football fan, you're going to hear things. You're going to pick up things that other people who don't like football, you know, would say. You're going to hear things of art if you like art and people around you don't. You know, if you like yellow cars, you're going to tend to find yellow cars more than other people. It's just a known fact. Whatever it is that you like that you're giving your energy into, you're going to see more of that. You're just going to hear more of that. You're going to see more of that. It's just a known fact. So because of that, you want to be able to learn to tune in, fine-tune your ears to work, to hear when these hints or these, this is what I've heard, or I heard a rumor, or hey, you know what, you know, he just said or she just said the project ends soon. Well, you know, it's your job to find out, not theirs. They're not, you know, they're not putting diapers on you. They're not raising little children. You're there to work as a grown adult. It is your job and responsibility to heed and to hear between the lines, to say, let's find out when, let's find out if that's factual, let's find out exactly how true that is. And when you do that, then you'll begin to be ahead of the game and you'll eliminate as much stress as possible. So within your day-to-day life, let's touch on that for a moment. In your day-to-day life, here's what I want to recommend to you, okay, and that is this. Try to find yourself doing less things throughout the day. You might say, well, I got a lot of stuff to do. Well, you know what? I understand. I do too. But here's what I do. I try to be selective. I try to find out exactly what truly has an expiration date today. What needs to be done today, really. I mean, you know, sometimes there's parts of me who says, I got to do all this today. And I hear my family and I hear my employees and everyone say, actually, you don't have to do it today. That's not needs to be done until next week. But Jeremy tends to be that person where I have to have it done today. Like it just has to be done today, even though there's not an expiration date. And sometimes Jeremy will find himself at a place where I'll stress myself out. So let me ask you this question. When you look at me from the outside, do you look at me and say, hey, Jeremy, you're truly creating and manifesting your own stress? Because you know what? If you're smart, you would, right? Because you're seeing from the outside looking in, recognizing he's doing something that does not have to be done today. And so because of that, guess what? I create my stress. I can't blame anyone. I can't blame God. I can't blame the universe. I can't blame my spouse. I can't blame my children. I can only take responsibility for my own actions because I'm creating my reality, right? And so there's times in my life where I have to learn to slow down and say, hold on a minute, wait a minute. Is this really got to be done today? Nah, it really doesn't. So y'all, I find myself now doing less during the day, but yet I'm accomplishing a lot more. You know why? Because what's happening here is I'm learning to cut back on things that really doesn't have to be done right now. And also, even though I have defined, or let me put it another way, redefined something, a project or something, by having an expiration date on it, or really creating its own definition to say, you know, I've got to do this right now. Well, guess what? That project, if that project could speak, it would let me know, no, you don't. You need to quit redefining me. I have my own definition. I know when I'm do and what has to be done. And that way I'm learning to listen to life. I'm learning to listen to things. I'm learning to listen to situations and listening to projects. I'm listening to see, like milk, when is your expiration date? I got to drink you before you expire, right? And so that's a great thing about the kingdom of God, is we have an ear to hear and an eye to see. If we just would tap into that power and begin to realize we really don't have to live these kind of lives that we're putting ourselves under. Right? So learn to do less during the day. One thing I would actually recommend to you as well is leave enough time between, let's say, for example, your appointments or the dates that have to be done, or you know, whatever it is you've got to do throughout the day. Allot yourself enough time. For example, if you have a meeting at 2 o'clock, let's say, and let's say maybe you're an entrepreneur, or maybe you're a realtor, or maybe you're a plumber, or maybe you do work in corporate office America, and then all of a sudden you find yourself saying, I got an appointment at 2, and you don't know maybe how long it's going to last. It could last maybe 45 minutes to an hour, or maybe just 30 minutes. And so what do we tend to do? Let's be real about it, folks, especially here in America. What do we tend to do? Oh, you know what? I can make another appointment at 3 o'clock. That way I can sort of cram it in. And then, well, I probably could do another one maybe at 3:15 or 3:30, because that, what I've got scheduled at 3 won't take that long at all. Yeah, no big deal. And so guess what happens? What you're doing is you're creating your own reality of stress, because what's going to happen is you're going to find yourself where every appointment is going to be back to back, and you don't give yourself grace. See, it's called disrespecting yourself. You disrespect yourself by not giving yourself the grace and the allotted extra time you need just in case you need that. Let's just face it. And you might say, well, I just know this won't take 15 minutes. Right. But within that 15 minutes, how do you first of all guarantee that something won't be drawn out? How do you guarantee the other person that's that's going to meet you for just 15 minutes is not going to be late? How do you know traffic won't be bad? How do you know your boss or whoever it is in your life, your children, whatever, that something could just automatically just up and happen? Now, we don't always expect the worst, no, and we don't want to create the worst. But the truth is, you could have a child that could call in, you know, sick, or maybe the nurse at the school is calling in saying, you know, hey, you know, little Bobby, he, you know, he's sick, he's throwing up here. Little Lisa, she's throwing up over here, you know, you got to pick up your child. And what do you usually say? Oh my God, I don't have time to do that. Well, whose fault is that? It's yours. Because you said this meeting would last just 15 minutes and that's all. But then you put something right back to it, back to it. Why don't you do this? Learn to allow enough time in between. You never know when you might need extra time, first of all. And plus, guess what? You're going to be stress-free then, because you're going to be like, you know what? While this meeting ended earlier, I've got another 45 minutes, another hour before my next appointment. So that's awesome. So what can you do? Find yourself praying. Find yourself reading a good book. Find yourself finishing other things, maybe, hello, finishing other things that you're thinking, well, I could do a little bit on this project now or do this appointment here, just throw it in a little bit right now. And that way, when that appointment or that time where this is that project's, you know, needs to be turned in, let's say tomorrow, next week, guess what? I've already done a little bit of the time here. I've already chipped it away here. I've already done a little bit of this project. So when I have to get back to it before next week or before it's expired, guess what? I've already done a little bit of it. And see, that way you're allowing yourself the flexibility of time, and you're allowing yourself to be more creative in situations that might not take as long. And so guess who's on the win-win situation today? You are. You're the one that's going to be able to look back that day and say, you know what, I accomplished a lot more than I thought I would. I've even started to work on next week's projects. I'm already started to work on next week's, you know, appointments. Man, I'm doing really good. And let's say, for example, you don't have anything to do. Let's just go there. Let's say you have nothing more to do, and you find yourself saying, well, you know, I've got, you're going to give me 30 minutes for an hour, Jeremy, I'm going to waste in between appointments when I could be making another appointment during the time and make more money. Well, here's the truth of the matter. So you make a little bit more money, okay? Then what you're doing is you're keeping your brain so fried because it's not allowing any downtime, and it's not allowing the time of release and relief to begin to really sort of just take a chill pill, you know? And plus, imagine the torment you're putting on your body to stay uptight, to release those toxic poisons in your body. You're allowing these things to happen, and so guess what? So you might make an extra, as we say in America, buck or two, which means basically another dollar or two, you know? So you're doing that. Guess what? All that extra little money you're going to be making, you're probably going to be investing in a hospital one day or a doctor's office when you find yourself severely overweight and stressed out eating Twinkies because you're just trying, you don't have time to eat your lunch, a good meal, and you're just doing things, and you're probably going to be on medication one day because you're tormenting your body through stress. Are you with me? And worry. So what happens during that time? What happens is you begin to realize it's not worth it. See, when you begin to value yourself and you put your worth upon yourself, you begin to realize, you know what? My life is more important than feeling like I've got to make an extra dollar or two, right? And that way, guess what? You live a longevity of life. And trust when I say this to you, God will make sure that you make up that extra dollar or two that you wanted so bad, because now you're not doing it out of greed. You're doing it out of respect for yourself and your body and your life. And so don't you think God's going to have you make up some allotted time sometimes where you can say, hey, here's some extra time you can make that extra dollar or two that you wanted to, since now you're no longer greedy. Now you realize that you've given yourself grace. So here's some extra time for you to maybe do that project where you can make an extra dollar or two. And you're going to say, you know, hey, this is great. And guess what? Your body appreciates you. Your mind appreciates you. Your life will appreciate you. You will respect and appreciate yourself. And every one of those appointments that you've put a lot more time in, in between, then guess what? You're able to give more value to that appointment. Let's just face it. When you're in a hurry, if you're in a hurry to say, oh, I'm so nervous, this meeting is not going to be over in time, then you know what you're doing? You're not focusing. You're not focusing on actually what you're doing with that person or the meeting itself. On the project, you're not. You're actually in the back of your subconscious mind thinking, oh, it's coming close to the time, I've got to quit because I got another appointment back to back with it. Do you really think for a moment you're giving the quality of that powerful wealth knowledge you have inside of you within that meeting or that project at that moment? Absolutely not. And do you not think that someone that you're maybe communicating with, on that project with, or maybe in that meeting with, do you not think they recognize the fact that something is wrong with her or him? Because they're like, you know, you can tell tell they're in a hurry. They're giving, their answers are short. They're not actually, telling me the fullness of the situation or the fullness of the project, or they're not really explaining it. And so guess what? At the end of the day, you lose because of the fact that you make yourself not so intelligent that you really are, because you're giving short answers and you're going to be stressed out. You're going to come home and crash. You won't have time to play with your children, spend time with your spouse. You're going to come home and crash. Is that the kind of life you really want? Sometimes you got to look at your life and say, you know what? I need to build some boundaries and decide what's truly important to me in my life, and what can I do right now to really give myself some space where some grace can be implemented into me. And my body, my soul, my spirit will appreciate that. That's what we want to do. So I want to encourage every one of you today to do that. Sort of reshape your life and recreate your life. Fix it to where your schedule is giving some grace in between appointments. Fix it to where you're paying attention to details of other people to see exactly when something's due, or when they need to leave, or when they need to come, to your house, or when this needs to be done. That way you're listening and you'll be on top of the game. You will know exactly what's going on in your life. You won't be taken by surprise all the time, and you'll see where things will actually start working out for your good, because you're listening and you're respecting situations, you're respecting people, and you're respecting yourself, and you're giving everything around you the grace that it needs to be able to say, I've got flexibility in everything I'm doing now. So guess what? If it goes over or not long enough, I'm fine. No big deal. And that's the kind of life, folks, that you deserve to live. So you know what? Don't say, I can't because my life is stressed right now. Well, you know what? That's your problem. That is only right. You can't blame anyone else except yourself, because you are creating that reality when you need to learn to slow down and decide what's really important, what truly needs to be done right now, and listening to people in advance to know when something is due or when they're asking to maybe for a doctor's appointment next Friday. Okay, I'm going to put on my calendar toward next Friday. I won't schedule anything. I'll make sure maybe we'll schedule and maybe, sporadically put my meetings on Thursdays or Mondays or Saturdays, to where that way I can spend the quality time I need to take someone to the doctor or to take this person to their, appointment. And then guess what? You're respecting life and people and yourself and appointments and meetings. You're giving everything that it deserves, the quality to give it the very best that you have to offer. All right. So thank you again for tuning into this podcast today. I really want to encourage each one of you, go to the website, identitynetwork.net. And something that would really help you guys out is, I know many of you are really struggling with how to bounce back in your life, like how to really get out there and bounce back. And you deserve the right to be able to find out what is your weaknesses and what is holding you back from actually going forward. There's so much baggage that we all carry, And I want to help you to discover that baggage, to know how to begin to prioritize and know how to really get rid of that baggage and understand what is holding you back as an obstacle. And so go to the website, identitynetwork.net. And when you do, I want to tell you this. In our search engine, just put in these words: bouncing back into life package. Five words: bouncing back into life package. You will love it, because this series of books, which are five books, it's actually four books and a workbook, will help you to recognize your paradigms, destroy them, create new habits, create new paradigms that are healthy for you. Creating and understanding exactly your past, how to begin to no longer let your past hold you back, but bring the value and the gold and the understanding of how you should view past situations that devastated you, how to view it and see the good within it, and know how to pull yourself through that valley you've been through. And then we're going to target things such as getting you out of a rut and understanding exactly how you're fighting so much of this battle when God's like, that's your problem. That's your fault. Because my word says the battle is the Lord's. So I'm going to teach you biblically exactly what really is fighting and what really is warfare. And that way we can eradicate all the religious junk off of you to realize how freeing your life should be and can be. And then we're going to get into the last book, and talking about beliefs, to really examine why you believe what you believe. And that workbook will help you out as well with this in the series. To really examine, I have a workbook that actually targets things you can write down within the workbook. about what you believe, why you believe this. You'd be amazed the traditions and a belief system that people gather through 20 and 30 years of their life, and it's still in the subconscious part of their brain, and since they never faced it, it's still alive and well, and it's still blocking and stopping and creating obstacles in their past and their life, and they have no clue what's going on in their life, while they can't seem to progress. This is a dynamic series that is guaranteed to help you and push you into the future. It's called Bouncing Back Into Life Package. You can either call on our phone line and order it, and my team will be glad to take your order, or you can go on the website and you can order all those as a hard copy, or you can actually download all of them as PDF files and start on this series today. So once again, as always, go today, create the reality you want, create the day that you deserve, that God has in His wheel, that is really wanting you to create and paint with the colors of the kingdom. I believe today you can change your life forever. God bless.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.